shout of praise. Come on, let's lift the Lord up today. As Brother Brown makes his way to the pulpit, Brother Desmond has our youth and Sister Harper has our children today. Everybody say, God bless the children's department. Pastor said that we had some delinquents here at POPC, so bless our teachers today. Brother Brown, come take your liberty and minister to us today, sir. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We ought to be happy about Jesus. Amen. You might not be happy to see me, but you ought to be happy that you are in the land of the living. Amen. You got one more day to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. You got one more day to tell the Lord I thank you. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. He's good. Amen. Can you tell somebody he's good? Can you tell somebody he's good? He's good. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. God is good to me. Amen. God is good to me. And I thank you, Brother Harper, for that last little statement you made. Amen. Because I remember Pastor Noel used to always say, Brother Brown, take your liberty. Glory be to God. Amen. And you know me. Amen. I will do just that. Glory be to God. Ain't he good? Amen. Ain't he good? Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to try not to be before you too long. Amen. I just have some scriptures to read in your hearing. Amen. But I still got a song in my heart. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Come on, clap for me. I know it was the blood that saved me. Come on. One day when I was lost, Jesus died up on the cross. And I know it was the blood that saved me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that saved me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died up on the cross. And I know it was the blood that saved me. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word just for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood that saved me. Oh, they whipped him all night long. They whipped him all night long. They whipped him all night long just for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood that saved me. Amen. How many of you know it was the blood? Amen. Oh, glory. Come on. Well, if you're going to pray, well, he never said a mumbling word. Come on. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word just for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died up on the cross, and I know it was the blood that saved me. Oh, he bled all night long. Oh, yes, he bled all night long. He bled all night long just for me. One day when I was lost, on the cross and die. No, it was the blood that saved me. Oh, I know it was the blood. No, it was the blood. I know it was the blood that saved me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood that saved me. Oh, yes. How many of you know it was the blood? Amen. Oh, glory be to God. The blood of Jesus. Amen. Can you say the blood of Jesus? Amen. The blood of Jesus. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Say yes. Amen. Can you say yes? Say yes. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. It wasn't nothing but His blood. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. I was messed up. Amen. Some say I was broke, busted, and disgusted. Amen. But I was truly messed up. Amen. But it was His blood. Amen. Woo! Oh, glory be to God. Honey, I see you. Oh, glory be to God. His blood lifted me up out of the miry clay. Amen. Turned me around and put my feet upon a rock. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. I know it was the blood. Amen. That saved me. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. I'm saved because of His name. Amen. The Bible said there is no other name. Oh, glory be to God. Given under heaven what men might be saved. But at the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. 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 Amen. I know we might feel a little sad on today. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. But it was His blood. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. His blood. Amen. My blood can't get you nowhere. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. But it's His blood. Amen. He bled. Amen. He was whipped. Amen. But it was His blood. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. That ain't even what I'm preaching about. Amen. But glory be to God. His blood. Amen. It was His blood that saved me. Amen. Even when I didn't know right from wrong for my own self. Amen. He seen beyond my faults. And He saw my needs. Amen. He saw that I needed Him. Amen. He saw that one day my soul needed to be saved. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. He's a good God. Amen. He's a good God. Amen. Bishop can stay up there as long as he wants. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Amen. He don't know that. Y'all don't know that what I'm used to. Amen. Just in case you didn't know. Amen. Glory be to God. He's good. Amen. He's good. Go with me real quickly. Amen. To John, the 6th chapter. John, the 6th chapter. Got a little bit of reading. Amen. But try not to be before you too long. The 27th verse says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for Him have God the Father sealed. If you jump on down to the 31st verse says, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto Him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Amen. For a little bit, amen, I would like to talk to you maybe from this subject. Am I hungry enough? Am I hungry enough? Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this word, Lord. Bless the hearers of the word, Lord. Bless the reader of the word, Lord. But most importantly, Lord, bless the doers of the word of God, Lord. Help us on today and heal our hearts, Lord. Bless our minds, Lord. Lord, I know that you're able to bless, Jesus. And there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Come down and touch this service in a mighty special way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Amen. Am I hungry enough? Amen. If you know anything about me, amen. I'm a self-evaluation preacher, amen. I'm always talking about us, me, not just you and them. What can we do, amen? Because when it's all said and done, I got to see Jesus for myself. I don't care how much of a praying woman my mother, my grandmother was, they got to see Jesus for themselves. And I got to see Jesus for myself. I have often told you that coaching a team, I used to tell the players that when they go to sign a scholarship because they was a good player, there's only one person can put that name on that scholarship. Because it's about them. It's good to have a team to play with you, but when it all boils down to it, it's about you. Glory be to God. And I was thinking as the last song was going forth, I start hearing, and I don't mean to embarrass nobody, but I'm only saying this just out of the goodness of the Lord, amen. The Bible speaks about babes perfecting praise, amen. As the last song was going on, I started hearing some ting-ting, ting-ting. And I looked over to my right, it was the young man right there with the couple that came in, amen. He was praising on his little cymbal, amen. And what shocked me even more was he was on beat. Glory be to God. When you guys made a note, he made a note. Doop, doop. I mean, he followed right along, and that encouraged my heart, amen. Because the Bible says, let everything that have breath. It don't matter how old you are, but let everything that have breath. Praise ye the Lord, amen. But I thought about that a little bit, that what am I doing? Or am I doing enough? Amen. The scripture says in Matthew, the fourth chapter, Matthew 4:4, it says, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Had it real quick. Now my Bible ain't turning quick enough. Amen. But it says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Amen. If we're not careful, amen, we will try to eat this natural bread. We will try to eat this natural drink. But this natural bread and this natural drink, it was only satisfied temporarily, amen. We can do so much, but God, how many of you know God said we got to have a just balance? Because you know, if you eat too much food, you'll make yourself sick. And if you drink too much water, it can do something to the body. But God has made it so that food is needful for the natural body, but even more so, his food is needed for the spiritual body. Amen. Glory be to God. So the devil was trying in this passage of scriptures, trying to make him desire the natural food. Amen. Glory be to God. And I heard the brother said, Brother Desmond, a few weeks ago, that I don't know what it is about people in America. Amen. They want to eat all the time. Glory be to God. But if we're not careful, the devil can use just some food to get away from what God would like for us to do. How many of you know that the Bible has made it, and the word speaks about it, that sometimes we got to break down this flesh and we got to push our plate away. But it's not about just going hungry. Glory be to God. Some people think that because I'm going hungry, I'm really fasting unto God. Glory be to God. You can go hungry and don't get any more spiritual. Glory be to God. But when you push away the plate, you're saying that you're trying to concentrate on the Lord and his goodness. Amen. And how I need to go forward in a spiritual manner. Oh, glory be to God. That might not sound too happy. Amen. I know people like the fried chicken and the green beans and the black-eyed peas and all those type of things. But sometimes we got to push it away. This is not about our natural body. Amen. If we seek to please our natural body, we will die. But not a natural death. We'll die spiritually. Amen. I'm going to try not to be before you too long. This is the first time, and I thank God for my beautiful wife. She going to read for me. Amen. Go with me to John, the 4th chapter. Familiar verses of scripture. John 4 and 5. We'll start there.
Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Now Jacob's well was there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the sixth hour.
How many of you know that sometimes when you're walking in this way, you sometimes may get a little weary? Sometimes walking in this way, you might get a little tired. Amen. Amen. I heard a preacher say, it's not you're tired of fighting. You're just tired from the fight. Amen. Amen. Even when you give all you can, amen, it's not that you're tired of giving. It's just you're tired from giving. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. And it said that Jesus, he too was wearied. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't think you're Mr. and Mrs. Super Saint. You can too get wearied. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
There cometh a woman of Samaria,
mm-hmm,
to draw water.
Yes.
Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink.
Mm-hmm.
For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat.
Yes.
Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him,
yes,
how is it that thou being a Jew, asketh drink of me,
mm-hmm,
which am a woman of Samaria?
Yes.
For Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Wait a minute. Now, Jesus began to show us something. Amen. He said, he seen the woman of Samaria, and he said, give me drink, amen. There's a lot of times we can't give God a lot of things, amen. But when Jesus asks you to give him something, you ought to do just that, amen. God don't need no money, amen. So he don't need you to give him all the money you got, amen. Now we understand there are things that got to go on with tithes and offering that he required, but it's more about your obedience, amen. Not that God needed, because it said the heaven is his throne, amen. And the earth is his footstool, amen. And he created everything in 6 days, amen. He don't need my money to survive, amen. He don't need my money to make a blessing happen, amen. But he do want my obedience to his word, amen. The scripture says that he asked the woman, said, woman, give me something to drink, amen. I'm paraphrasing, amen. And the woman said, the Jews don't have no dealings with these type of people, amen. If you go back or go up to Acts, amen, there was a group of people, the Gentiles, amen. Oh, glory be to God. I believe the bishop spoke on it yesterday or last week, amen. People that wasn't within God's good graces, amen. Until it was opened up to them that they too might be saved, amen. The woman said, I'm a woman of Samaria, and you being a Jew, you don't deal with me. You don't deal with this type of person. Amen. Read for me.
Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God.
If you knew who was asking you this question, amen, you wouldn't hesitate to give me something to drink, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
And who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him.
See, if you knew who was really talking to you, amen. Not only would you have hurried up and got something for me to drink, but you also would have asked me a question. Read for me.
And he would have given thee living water.
And I would have given you this living water, amen. Amen. Sometimes we don't know when the devil has blinded our eyes that we need this living water, amen. Sometimes when we're going through, amen, at one time we was just like this Samaritan lady, amen. Oh, glory be to God. We didn't have what we needed to teach Jesus in peace, amen. We didn't have the things that we need to be equipped with to go back with Jesus, amen. Glory be to God. Read for me.
The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with me, and the well is deep.
Yes.
From whence then hast thou that living water?
See, now let me show you something. Now, instead of doing what Jesus said to do, now we got to make an excuse why I can't do it. Sometimes we got to just shut up and do what God told us to do. Don't worry about how it's going to get done. Just worry about doing what I said to do. Amen. Jesus told the disciples, just go. Go into the city. And when you find a coat tied up, you tell the master of that house, glory be to God. Well, they could have easily said, well, Lord, if we go, how are we going to find this coat? A lot of times I get in trouble because I'm always questioning God. Oh, yes, I know I ain't the only one, amen. I might be the only one admitting it, but I know I ain't the only one. Sometimes we get in trouble because we want to question what God has told us to do. But the woman, she began to make excuses. Said, the woman said, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. But now the woman don't know what she's talking about, amen. Because the word would draw you, amen. She didn't know who she was talking to. The Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, amen. 14th verse said, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, amen. The Bible said, through love and kindness have I drawn thee, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. This woman thought that the Lord didn't have nothing to draw with, amen. Oh, glory be to God, amen. And then she went on to say, and this well is deep, amen. Oh, glory be to God. But I'm here to tell you on today, I don't care how far you are out there in sin, amen. The well is not too deep, amen. The Bible says his ear is not too heavy, amen, that he can't hear, amen. Neither is his arm too short that it can't save, amen. I don't care if you're in a deep well on today, amen, but God can reach way down in that well, amen. Oh, glory be to God. I don't care who you is, amen. God can save even you. Oh, glory be to God, amen. I was a fornicator, amen. I used to drink a little bit, amen. I used to smoke a little this and that, amen, but God saved me, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. And if he saved me, he can save you too, amen. It ain't nothing, no body too far that he can't reach down and save him, amen. Oh, glory be to God. This woman began to believe that just because the well was deep, amen, and just because he didn't seem to have any utensils or tools, amen, but his tool was the word of God, amen. The word of God. And he said, I don't need a utensil, amen. Do you know who you're talking to? The only way you're standing here on this earth is because I made you. Glory be to God. I don't need natural tools, amen. But if you're smart enough, you will ask me for this living water, amen. Glory be to God. But she began to make excuses. Read for me.
Art thou greater than our father
Jacob? Yes,
he
is.
Gave us the well and drink thereof himself.
Well, you're talking again about what the natural man did, but you remember, I made this natural man. There won't be any water in this well if I didn't put it there, amen. In 6 days, I created the heavens and the earth. Oh, glory be to God. Read for me.
art thou greater than our father Jacob?
Yes, he is.
Which gave us the well and drink thereof himself and his children and his cattle?
Yes.
Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again.
See, it's okay to have the Callaway and the Dasani. And for me, I ain't got money like some of y'all, so the Sam's Choice. It's okay to drink some of that good purified or spring water. But if you drink that water one day, you're going to thirst again. But Jesus is trying to give a different type of water, amen. He said living water. That's springing up. Glory be to God. That type of water that it won't keep you quiet, amen. That water, when you see somebody else praising God, you got to get in there too, amen. When you see somebody else lifting up their hands, I might as well lift up my hands too, amen. Because it's that living water springing up until everlasting, amen. Even when they treat you wrong at the bank and at the store, amen. Even when they cut you off on the highway, amen. That living water still spring up, amen. Glory be to God. Read for me.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
Come on.
The water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting
life. Yes, read.
The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water.
Yes.
That I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
Ain't God so good? Mm-hmm. Even when I wasn't looking for Jesus. Even when I wasn't looking for my Savior, amen. Mm-hmm. My Savior was thinking about me anyway. Because he knew I needed to be saved. Mm-hmm. Some of you need to be saved. Amen. Not playing church. Mm-hmm. Not just checking it off my box that I went to church on Sunday. But it's got to be an inside thing, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's got to be an inside thing, amen. I need Jesus more than I need my next breath. Amen. We already have a witness, as the Bible says, we can pass about with so great a cloud of witness. Mm-hmm. But we have a recent witness in Pastor Knowles, amen. It might be needful on this side, but it's not needful on the other side. We might need it to survive down here, but I ain't going to need that up there because he's going to give me a different body. Glory be to God. Read for me.
Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither.
Mm.
The woman answered and said, I have no husband.
Hold on, stop right there. Uh-oh. The woman said, I have no husband. Now, how are you going to tell the man that know everything and you try to get over on him? He knows everything. How are you going to get down on your knees and talk about, Lord, what you need when he already know what you need before you ask?
Amen.
How are we going to tell the Lord it was their fault only while I slapped them because they did something to me first? God knew that you had evil in your heart from the start. God knew that you didn't like that sister. God knew that you didn't like that brother. You can't get over on God. I can't get over on God. I'm going to act like I'm tripping over Brother Harper Foote just so I can start an argument with him. I know it might sound simple, but it's the truth. But the Bible says we're not ignorant to Satan's devices. We know how the devil work. And when the devil try to put me against my brother or my sister, I got to tell the devil, you a liar. I'm not going to do that.
Amen.
I love my brother. I love my sister. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be a stumbling block for my brother or my sister.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. Amen.
Amen.
But this woman said, sir, I don't have no husband to go to. Amen. Read for me.
Jesus said unto her,
mm-hmm.
Thou hast well said, I have no husband,
mm-hmm.
for thou hast had five husbands,
mm.
and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. and that saidest thou truly.
See, even a devil can tell the truth sometimes. Jesus said, you have truly said, you're right, you don't have a husband now. But you had five husbands. And the man that you're with now ain't your husband. Now, that ain't even what I was talking about, but we might well go ahead and part right there.
Go ahead.
If we are not doing the things that are pleasing to God, we are setting ourselves up for great failure. Because just as Pastor Knowles went on to be with the Lord, and I believe he was a man trying to live all that he knew to do. I truly believe that. But if the Bible says that him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not to him, it is sin. If you know you're caught up in adultery, if you know you're caught up in fornication, if you know you're caught up in lying and backbiting, if you know that today is the day,
amen.
You got to tell the devil, I'm going to stop doing all this because I know I'm sinning against God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm going to stop doing these things that I know that is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need the Lord to be my Savior.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus, sin stinks in his nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to paint a picture that I'm perfect through and through, but I'm telling you that I'm striving.
Mm-hmm.
If I know that I don't love you like I'm supposed to love you, I'm asking God to help me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. The Bible said, through love and kindness have I drawn thee, but the Bible also says, on two commandments set all the law.
Mm-hmm.
The love of the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, thy body, thy soul. And the second is to love thy neighbor as thyself. I can't say that I hate my brother and I love God. Then I will be a liar. Somebody said, well, I do love my brother. I do love my sister. Well, then why you don't give him the same thing that you would want for yourself?
Amen.
Why you don't consider their feelings like you want somebody to consider your feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Read for me.
The woman saith unto him, sir,
mm-hmm.
I perceive that thou art a prophet.
He's more than that, Reed.
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is
yes.
the place where men ought to worship.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
Yes.
Ye worship, ye know not what.
Mm.
Ye know what we worship,
yes.
for salvation is of the Jews.
Come
but
on.
The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship.
Hold on, stop right
okay.
there. The true worshipers. True worshipers. The Bible said, men have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. But this Bible says the true worshipers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got true worshipers, that means there must be some type of fake.
Mm-hmm.
The true worshipers shall worship the Father in what?
Spirit and in truth.
Read for me. Coming now.
But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
For the Father seeketh such to worship
See,
him.
Hold on. There's no way that I can think I please the Father if I'm not doing it in truth. There's no way I can think that I'm pleasing Jesus if I'm not doing it with all that is in me. Amen. That doesn't mean I always dot every I and cross every T, but you better believe I'm striving.
Amen.
You better believe we got to strive. We got to do everything that we know is right to do.
Mm-hmm.
We can't sweep some stuff under the rug. I told the Lord when I first got saved, I said, Lord, I want to be where I might not get everything right, but I want to admit the wrong that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to admit it. I don't want to sweep it under the rug.
Amen.
Those that have animals know that you, when they do their business, you can't just leave it alone and act like it's not there. Because it's still going to leave a fragrance that is still there. You got to get rid of it. The evil, the wrongdoing, I got to get rid of it.
Amen.
And I'm not just preaching to you, I'm also talking to myself.
Amen.
But I do know that it don't matter how deep the well was, that God reached way down and he grabbed my hand. Amen. I'm still telling you that it don't matter what the distance is, that God's arm wasn't too short that it didn't save me. Amen. He still knew that I needed his help. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. And on today, we got to seek the Lord's help. Brother James might be one thing. Brother Harper, Bishop Tim might be one thing, but none of us are Jesus. And as I said many times before, my name didn't save you. My blood didn't save you. It was the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
It was the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So that's who we got to seek to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. We got to seek to serve Jesus.
Yes.
Now I have to ask again. Am I hungry enough? I know. It might have started out fiery. You're going to dance all day long. But one thing about it, and I've noticed this, it's good to dance. It's good to shout. But we do have to think about how we're going to live. Because shouting and dancing is good in its place. And I love to do it. Don't get me wrong. I love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing about it, somebody got to tell James the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And this word is truth.
Amen.
Not what I say,
mm-hmm.
but this word is truth.
Amen.
If somebody ain't coming through this word trying to tell you something, then you might want to back up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible said the men, I think it was a Thessalonica, they received the word with gladness.
Mm-hmm.
But then you know what they did? They searched the scriptures to see if those things were so.
Amen.
That's what Acts says.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the word that's brought us out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the word that's going to save us.
Amen.
We got to ask ourselves, am I truly hungry enough for Jesus? I might go somewhere to eat after service, but that ain't going to give me life.
Amen.
I might go get a drink of water, but that's not going to give me life.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesus' word.
Mm-hmm.
It's eating his flesh, that's drinking
right.
his blood.
That's
what's going to give me life.
Amen.
I will say, I love each and every one of you. Lord knows I do. But I tell you what, I tell my wife quite often,
yes.
I love you, baby, but I ain't going to hell for you.
Yeah.
I love you, but I'm not going to hell for you. You can come, yeah. Musicians, you can come.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to make Jesus our love, and we got to make heaven our home. I can't make it home. Heaven my home if I'm loving something more than I love God.
Amen.
You heard me say quite often, I love my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't making no God out of them.
Right.
They was nice and cute and all that kind of stuff. At least I believe. But I ain't making no God out of them.
Amen.
I love my wife, but I'm not making a God. I love my mother, but no.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make a God out of them. If my mother, the same lady that came in here from time to time, she would tell you. She said, one thing, my nickname Boot. But anyway, one thing about Boot, he'll tell me the truth.
Amen.
I don't care who it is. And I say this, if my mama, the one that birthed me in this world, if I can tell her the truth, ain't nobody else exempt. Amen. But God is good. Amen. He's still good, amen. Come on, let's gather around. If you can, if you will.
can if you will. Because he's still good, amen. He loves us enough to tell us the truth. He loves us enough. He loves us enough to give us another chance. There are some people that don't have this opportunity on today. And some people, and I'm not talking about the saints that went on. I'm talking about the ones that went on and didn't have Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I was in sin. I was out there thinking I was doing what I was big and bad enough to do. Jesus could have cut me off. I don't even been in crossfires of gunshots. Been in houses that I shouldn't have been in. Brothers, you know what I'm talking about. I don't been places that I shouldn't have been in where I could have been. I could have got stabbed to death. I could have got beat up so bad that I wouldn't be here on today. But it was God's grace and his goodness, his love, that kept me here. His love that gave me another chance, even when I was on the lower side. He gave me another chance. Let's lift up our hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just help us on today, Lord. Shabbat Tutah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless this house, Jesus. Oh, bless this house, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Keep us from the hand of the enemy, Lord. Help us to seek your face, Lord. Starting with me, Lord. Help me seek your face. Back the hand of the enemy, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. This year is the year of restoration, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make my cup.